आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च नेशन वाइड HPV वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम फॉर गर्ल्स aged 14 ईयर्स फ्रॉम अजमेर इन राजस्थान टुडे। Prime Minister to also inaugurate Micron Technologies Semiconductor Assembly, Test and Packaging Facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. CBI moves Delhi High Court challenging acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and others in Delhi liquor policy case. Election Commission to publish incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today following Supreme Court's order. U.S. President Donald Trump suggests friendly takeover of Cuba amid U.S. fuel blockade. And in cricket, England beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in Super 8 match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide Human Papillomavirus or HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in the country's public healthcare journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's healthcare. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government healthcare facilities. The vaccination will be voluntary and informed consent from parents or guardians will be obtained prior to administration. We have a report.
India's national program will use a quadrivalent HPV vaccine, Gardasil. HPV vaccines are among the most extensively studied vaccines globally, with more than 500 million doses administered worldwide since 2006. Scientific evidence demonstrates almost 100% effectiveness in preventing cancer. With this launch, India will join over 160 countries that have introduced HPV vaccination into their immunization schedules. The special campaign will run in mission mode over a 3-month period, during which eligible girls can receive the vaccine daily at designated facilities. Thereafter, the vaccine will continue to be available on routine immunization days. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Medical Association or IMA has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination for adolescent girls aged 14 years across India. In a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, IMA said that this initiative will contribute in the prevention of cervical cancer, safeguarding the health and lives of millions of women in India. Moreover, Prime Minister Modi will also launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 16,680 crore rupees in Ajmer today. The projects span key sectors including urban development, drinking water supply, roads, irrigation, energy and industrial infrastructure. The Prime Minister will also address a public gathering on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate several national highway projects, including the 4-lane Greenfield Expressway from Bandiquoi to Jaipur, along with other key infrastructure projects. With the completion of the Bandiquoi-Jaipur Greenfield Expressway, Jaipur has now been directly connected to the Delhi-Mumbai Greenfield Expressway. In addition, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for important elevated road projects at Sanganer in Jaipur and in Jodhpur city. In line with the government's commitment to ensuring safe and clean drinking water for all, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for 4 packages of Nanera major drinking water project and 5 packages of the Parvan Akavat major drinking water project. To ensure seamless power transmission for generation centers, the Prime Minister will inaugurate transmission systems for evacuation of power from renewable energy zones in the state. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 21,000 youth selected in various departments of the state government.
Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Ajmer.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Micron Technologies State-of-the-Art Semiconductor Assembly, Test and Packaging or ATMP facility in Sanand. This landmark event marks the official commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first made-in-India semiconductor memory modules. Union Minister of Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, will also be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
The inauguration of Micron's Sanand facility today marks a transformative leap for India's technology ecosystem. With a total investment of over 22,500 crore rupees, the project represents the first proposal approved under India's Semiconductor Mission. This project, which saw its groundbreaking just in September 2023, is now ready to convert advanced DRAM and NAND wafers into finished product for markets worldwide. A key highlight of this facility is its nearly 5 lakh square feet of clean room space, ranking it among the largest raised floor clean rooms in the world. By commencing commercial shipments of the first indigenous memory modules, India is taking a decisive step towards self-reliance in semiconductor sector. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has moved the Delhi High Court, challenging the acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, party leader Manish Sisodia and others in the corruption case related to the Delhi liquor policy case. The move comes hours after the trial court passed the order. The trial court acquitted all the 23 accused persons in the case, including Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and K. Kavita. The CBI has said that the trial court, in its order, has ignored several important aspects of the investigation and the material has not been considered adequately. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today, following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the Special Intensive Revision or SIR process on the order of the Apex Court. A report.
The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. However, this list will be divided into different categories. Those whose applications have been approved will naturally have their names included. Those whose names are being excluded will have the word delete written beside them. And for those whose documents are still under judicial review, which is about 60 lakhs, the word adjudication will be mentioned next to their names. State's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal said that the list will be uploaded online by this afternoon. The voter list can be viewed on the Election Commission's website, Chief Electoral Officer's website and the ECI Net app. Copies will also be sent to all recognized political parties. Additionally, 2 hard copies will be given to district election officers. Offline copies are being sent to the offices of district magistrates, subdivisional officers and block development officers, where the public will be able to view the voter list offline. In Kolkata, the documents will also be kept at the Jessop building and the survey building. With Sandeepon Das Gupta and Avirup Bhattacharya from Kolkata, Ashish Abraham for Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The recently concluded India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi highlighted how AI is rapidly reshaping the service sector, such as hospitality, healthcare, retail, banking, and logistics. Talking to Akashwani News during the summit, Prashant Malvi, founder and chief technology officer of Right Left AI, said that his company software uses AI to recognize and interpret sign language.
We want to create a communication language for people who can or cannot speak so that they do not have to struggle to get a job or do any work anywhere else. After coming to the AI summit, we got to know that several applications have worked in every field and which AI companies are working to take our subject forward. We got to learn a lot here and we hope that they also learn from our application.
To mark the 350th death anniversary of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, lakhs of devotees are set to attend the Shahidi Diwas event being held in Kharghar, Navi Mumbai today. More from our correspondent.
Navi Mumbai is set to witness one of its largest ever religious congregations, Hindadi Chadar, for the next 2 days beginning today. Nearly 20 lakhs devotees are likely to attend the grand event. More than 1,000 buses will operate across Mumbai metropolitan region for 2 days, providing free rides to people visiting the venue. The program will feature a large 120-acre pandal to accommodate vast crowd. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is expected to attend in person, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to join the event virtually. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, along with several other dignitaries, will also be present. The program will see participation from around 25,000 Sikh saints and devotees from Punjab. Arrangements for mass langar, medical camps and proper sanitation will be in place. Nivedita, AIR News, Mumbai.
US President Donald Trump has suggested friendly takeover of Cuba amid fuel blockade by the United States. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Trump said that the US could take over Cuba, but on amicable terms. He said US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in discussions with Cuban leaders at a very high level. Mr. Trump further said that Cuba is in a serious economic trouble as Trump administration is intensifying pressure on Havana's communist government through a strict fuel blockade.
Cuban government is talking with us. They're in a big scale of trouble, as you know. They have no money, they have no anything right now, but they're talking with us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba. We could very well end up having a friendly takeover of Cuba.
U.S. President Trump has directed every federal agency to immediately stop using technology from AI developer Anthropic. Mr. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post that they do not need it and will not do business with them again. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth also said in a social media post that this week Anthropic delivered a masterclass in arrogance and betrayal, as well as a textbook case of how not to do business with the United States government or the Pentagon. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. Pakistan declaring war with Afghanistan is the top headline across newspapers today, along with ex-Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and others getting a clean chit in the Delhi excise policy case. The Pioneer writes, Pakistan-Afghanistan conflict escalates, while the Hindustan Times headlines, Pakistan declares open war with Afghanistan, strikes Kabul. The Hindu reports, Pakistan bombs Kabul, declares open war. The Tribune headlines, Kejriwal Sisodia among 23 discharged, CBI moves High Court. All newspapers inform of a Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's visit to India. The Asian Age writes, Carney in India talks with PM on March 2nd, uranium pact on agenda. Financial Express writes, Carney visits India to mend relations. Ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly polls, political churnings are taking place in the state. The Hindu writes, O Paneerselvam joins DMK ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly poll. Netflix walks away from Warner deal, clears Paramount's path, writes Times of India. In its editorial titled Politics as Theatre, The Statesman writes, President Donald Trump's State of the Union address to the U.S. Congress looked less like a governing report card and more like a campaign rally that happened to be held in the nation's most formal chamber. And finally, the City of Joy turned into a City of Tremors on Friday. The Statesman writes, Earthquake jolts Kolkata. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi, for the press review. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch nationwide HPV vaccination program for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate Micron Technologies Semiconductor Assembly, Test and Packaging Facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. CBI moves Delhi High Court challenging acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and others in Delhi liquor policy case. Election Commission to publish incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today, following Supreme Court's order. US President Donald Trump suggests friendly takeover of Cuba amid US fuel blockade. And in cricket, England beat New Zealand by 4 wickets in Super 8 match of ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.